Hello, everyone. This is Mistress Brighton, and today I'm over at the Cuckold Life. Ah, see, I switched it up on you. You thought I was going to be posting from the other blog. Neener, neener. Anyway, I know that I just came back from vacation for my birthday, but I'm going on vacation again. Because I felt like it. I feel like staying home. It's fucking cold here. So anyway, the title of the blog is The London Cuckold. So let me read along with you, and you can read this post at The Cuckold Life. A couple years ago, you may remember, if you've known me that long, that I went to Coachella, and when I went to Coachella, I met this London fucking hottie, and we ended up christening almost every piece of furniture in the hotel room. And so we saw each other again a couple months later, because, you know, Coachella is like every year in April. So we saw each other a couple months later in London, where he let me stay at his place, and we probably christened every piece of furniture in his flat. And so I'm going back to visit him soon, very soon. So what I'm going to be doing is I will still be taking calls, but I will be taking calls probably from Skype, because, you know, the phone lines overseas, that would be a little sketchy, and plus, like, long distance, hello, duh. So, I will be taking Skype calls while I'm overseas across the pond, if you will, and I will be visiting the London Cuckold. I don't know, maybe if you're lucky, you'll get like a couple's phone sex call. That would be hot, right? Don't get your fucking hopes up, though, because I know how you guys are. Like, I mention it and you get all excited, and then I have to smack you across the nose and tell you to calm down. So anyway, you know that my schedule has been all over the fucking place. So I will be here this week at my regularly batshit crazy schedule time. Which is when the fuck ever. I'm on when I'm on. I know it's like I feel bad sometimes, because I used to have a schedule, and then life happened, and now my schedule's kind of all over the place. So I love you guys. I'm so sorry. But this week I will be here. Next week, I will be somewhere else. So you're going to have to catch me. The best time is the afternoon. If you want me on earlier than 3 p.m., you're going to have to basically make it worth my while. you know, you might have to coax me a little bit, but, I will be, babbling like I usually am. No, I will be here at some point after 3 p.m., and that's when you can catch me, and I might be on early in the morning, because as of right now, it's almost like 4 o'clock in the morning, and I'm fucking awake because I am a nocturnal creature. So there's that. And I don't know where I'm going with this conversation. I'm so excited that I'm going to be in London again, because I went there and I loved it. And so I'm going again. And yay, I get dick. Which is always good. And I get to visit London, because yay, I love London. So this guy, he's a cuckold, but he's hung, okay? So what that means is that he has pussy privileges, which a lot of you fucking little dick losers don't have. You don't get to fuck the princess. I just wanted to say that. I'm sorry. Actually, no, I'm not. Anyway, he gets to fuck the princess. And then guess what? Guess what? The fairy princess gets to fuck him with her golden goddess. That's right. I will be bringing my strap on with me. Yay. And I will be using it. But yeah, he's like hung. He's got a gorgeous cock and he's clean. He's not circumcised, guys, so I'll just throw that in there. He's not circumcised, but he keeps himself clean. Hygiene is important, please. If you're not circumcised, I know I'm going off on a tangent, but like, please keep yourself clean. Everywhere. Just keep yourself clean. I don't want to tell you the horror stories that I've heard. And this has nothing to do with the title of this blog. Just keep yourself clean, please. Hygiene. Hygiene, guys. Hygiene. For the love of peanut butter, wash your fucking dick. Yeah. Unfortunately, there are people in this world that don't know to wash their dicks and wash their balls and wash everything. Just wash everything. Just be clean, okay? Yeah, so I'm done with my rant now, and I'm going to say that if you want to reach me, you can reach me at 1-800-601-6975. Just a side note, I do realize that I ramble a lot. I am aware of it, guys. I'm aware of it. I know some of you probably listen to my audios and you're like, what the fuck is she talking about? I ramble. I don't know if it's like a Scorpio thing or an introvert thing or an introverted Scorpio thing, but I ramble. That's what I do. Anyway, I'm leaving now. I'm going to zip my mouth shut. Wow, that never happens, does it? But anyway, if you want to hear me talk, you can call me. You can do Skype sessions. You can do Second Life sessions. Or you can do good old-fashioned phone sessions for you good old-fashioned cuckolds. And I hope to hear from you little dick losers soon. Maybe before I get to London and maybe while I'm there. See you later. Bye.